Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Sarah Fenske. It was 4 years ago that the St. Louis band Cave of Swords started working on its newest album. But despite that long gestation, the result proved a pitch-perfect album for our time. In the words of the band, these are, quote, songs to wallow and grieve with your friends, but also dance to. That song is called Moons, and it's from Cave of Swords' new album, Good Music to Feel Bad To. And here to discuss the album and their work are two of the band's members. So, Sunyata McDermott, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Sarah.
And Eric Armbruster, welcome.
Thank you, Sarah.
So, Sunyata, you say this was written while your band and America received a pummeling. What are some of the things you were going through during these last 4 years?
Starting for me, before the in the beginning of 2016, my father died. Mm. So that was sort of the beginning of the pummeling. Obviously, you know, we experienced a transformative election, and in my view, our nation and beyond have been suffering ever since. So there's a lot in there. There was we had an illness in the band, which took us offline for a while. Yeah. And I guess I've always been attuned to climate change and global warming and environmental degradation. But I think I came a little bit more face to face with our near term consequences. Mm-hmm. And so I personally had some major struggles over the last 4 years. And I know a lot of my friends and family have also.
Eric, did you also feel that just sense of being pummeled?
Oh, absolutely. And I still kind of feel it as we go day to day still. But yeah, a lot of the past 4 years have been kind of coping with that aforementioned illness. And that sort of culminated into some hospitalization for a few weeks and just a kind of a journey back to good physicality. Mm. And being ready to, you know, play with my family and friends again.
So you're feeling well today?
I am, yes.
Okay, that's great to hear. But man, that does sound like a lot. Sunyata, I'm sorry for your loss, you know, losing a parent and then illness, Eric. And it just, man.
Oh,
so
sure.
How does that end up shaping these songs on this album? Sunyata, I know you're the primary lyricist. Did you tackle these things directly or more inform the context that they came out of?
That's a good question. I think both. The song that that you just played a clip from, Moons, is for my father and sort of the regrets that we didn't try harder to have a relationship while he was alive. Mm. There are almost all the songs on this record deal with other social anxieties, or not social, rather, I'm sorry, world anxieties. You know, there are songs that are directly about anthropomorphic climate change and songs about the plight of people that are, you know, countryless and so forth. So almost every song on this deals with these issues. I'm not sure that if you listen, you would know certainly exactly what I'm talking about. So maybe not exactly head on, but
But it's there if you're looking.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's undeniably there if you're looking. And sometimes I do just come out and say it, which I'm sure we'll get to.
And I do want to play your song, Free Fall. I understand this was inspired by how governments across the world are adding suffering to refugees and migrants. Let's listen to that, Free Fall. You have a lyric in this song. It says, "Now I sip on sleep when I can. I rush awake with fear." That was just such vivid writing for me. What kind of writing process leads to that level of just crystalline detail?
Wow, thank you. I have been writing songs for 30 years. So I started writing songs and playing them in venues when I was 13 years old.
Wow.
And I think just, you know, over the course of time, you try to get clearer and clearer in your expression. And for me, it's very important when you're trying to get to cut through the noise, to use unique language, to make sure that you don't use sort of pop language, because I think it's easy to hear pop language and sort of brush it off. Mm-hmm. So finding a fresh way to get any point across is important to me. And I think a lot of us, depending on how much we're paying attention, have had times in the last 4 years where we wake up in the middle of the night and are afraid or, you know, are worried, you know, thinking about people that we wish we had never heard of, frankly. And that was happening to me a lot. And I have found ways to cope with it now and to sort of ensure my mental health a little bit. But
it kind of eats at you.
Yeah, for sure. And you imagine that if you were a person who, you know, had a normal life and a job and a family and a comfortable home, and then for reasons completely outside of your control, you're flung into the sort of arbitrariness, will of others, how terrifying that could be, especially if they don't see you as a full individual or a full human being.
Mm-hmm. Eric, when you're seeing these lyrics from Sonata and these songs are coming together, mm-hmm. is the political thinking behind it something that is consciously on your mind?
Yes, it is. I think especially with kind of the coda of this song, which I think is one of the best parts of it. It really culminates. To me, it's her pleading on behalf of everyone who is, please don't make me go back into that. Please let me come in. And I think the listener has no choice but to have the breath taken away by that, mm-hmm. and understand that pleading and on behalf of Sunyata and on behalf of the people she's, I don't know.
She's writing for. Yeah,
exactly. Thank you.
I want to make sure we get to one more song here. We just have a few minutes left. But this song, Stealing Seconds, this is one that's about climate change. Let's listen to just a bit of that.
Thank you.
And that's Stealing Seconds. That's from the band Cave of Swords. And two of the three members are here with me today. Sunyata, you told our producer you had an awakening in 2015 about the Earth. There's obviously so much we could talk about there, but just in the limited time we have, what triggered that to become such a flashpoint for you at that time?
Well, like I said, I've always been very concerned about climate change. A defining point in my life, I remember being 12 years old and or 13, and when chlorofluorocarbons were eliminated, and I always remember that because it's always been so important to me. But in 2015, I spent a few days only reading scientific studies on climate change, and I began to become convinced that we were dealing with short-term collapse, and that this wasn't something that was, you know, for other generations to deal with, and that we ourselves would be impacted severely by it, and not just, you know, slightly uncomfortable by it. And meanwhile, we're chasing around lots of important issues, but nothing is as important as the planet that we live on. All other pursuits pale in comparison to life on Earth. There is no other planet for us, so any pursuit is washed away when we lose that, when we lose our home, when we lose the air that we breathe and the water that we drink.
Well, that's such a sobering thought to end on, but it's an important thought. And we do also want to mention for our listeners, you guys are putting your money where your mouth is. All proceeds from the digital sales of this album, that's Good Music to Feel Bad To, from the summer of 2020, those are going to two activist organizations here in town. That's Arch City Defenders and Action STL. So we want to encourage people to check out this album. And Sunyata McDermott, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Sarah. I listen to your show every day.
Well, thank you. That's that makes me feel happy. So thank you so much. And Eric Armbruster, thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk about the race for St. Louis County Executive. We'll also explore how international students are being affected by the Trump administration. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. That's 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Sarah Fenske.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.